Bonjour and welcome to the Elegant Alchemy podcast, where we explore how to cultivate a rich inner world whilst creating an elegant outer one, because both are necessary ingredients of a life well lived. I'm Rima Nouri, your hostess, certified coach, Parisienne by heart and creator of Le Petit Mot, where at the beginning of each week I share with you how to create elegant transformation in your everyday life with inspiring stories, practical tips, surprising questions, and a good dose of joie de vivre. Alchemy is what we do. Elegant is how we do it. Let's get started. I was staring at a spreadsheet. And couldn't believe my eyes. A dream. A small dream, but still a dream, had just come true. In the past week, I couldn't have been looking at that spreadsheet more often if it were a picture of a Brad Pitt at the beach or a lotto slip for 1 million euros. So what on earth was this spreadsheet about? Now, my word of the year is build, and one of the things I want to build this year is a beautiful business. To help me and get my derriere kicked, I joined a program where we got the assignment to create a brand new online course from scratch and start delivering the beta version. Okay, when? Oh, you have 2 weeks from now. Start finding participants. Okay, how many? At least 100. When I first heard this number, I nearly choked. 100? Normally, I work with no more than a couple of clients at a time. How on earth? 100? I mean, even if I was offering this beta version for free, even if I could honestly say that I would give it my all to make this as useful and inspiring for all the participants as possible, even if I knew how many useful things the lady would discover. I mean, come on, 100? Where? How? It actually took me the better part of the first of those 2 weeks we had to pull myself together. But then one day I stepped up to it. It had always been clear for me that I wanted the right people in my course, not some freebie hunters or course hoppers. Now I knew that I wanted 100 of them. Of course, it didn't matter per se if there were 1 or 10 or 100 people in the course for me to go all in. That was not at all what the dream was about. My dream was to prove to myself that I'm able to step up to this seemingly impossible challenge within a week. Now, it wouldn't all happen by itself, that I knew. I took all kinds of actions which I'm not comfortable doing. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram. I shared my story. Take two. I shared my story. I asked for help. I became visible. And slowly, slowly the spreadsheet started to fill. From the very first lady who subscribed with a very flattering reason, because it is you, from ladies who have been with me and following my work since the start, to complete strangers, from friends of friends and clients of clients, the list grew slowly but surely. But 100 in a week. It seemed impossible. Yet I stuck to it. My dream was to deliver an awesome course to 100 awesome ladies. I stubbornly visualized the number 100. Enrollment for the course officially closed last Sunday at midnight. On Sunday, 11 p.m., when I checked one last time before going to bed, the 100th lady had just signed up. You all know the saying, if you can dream it, you can do it. But I'd go even further and say, in order to do it well, you have to dream it well first. Or, to be even clearer, You have to dream it precisely before you can do it. Whatever it may be, arriving at 100 participants in a course or losing 10 kilo, getting a raise or getting in shape, getting organized or getting out of debt, moving houses or cities or countries or learning a new skill or starting a business or making more money or new friends, whatever your dream is. Now, please let me make it clear what I mean by precise. You need to have a clear picture of how your dream looks like and even more importantly, how it feels. You do not have to know exactly how you'll go there. When you are firmly anchored in a clear dream, in a clear feeling, the actions to take will present themselves. And yes, they will almost certainly be uncomfortable, as they did and were for me. When you have a clear picture of who you want to be and how you want to feel, and from that derives what you want to do and have, when you then act from that clear new standpoint as this new person, then you will really discover what you're capable of doing. During the course, as we started to explore the interaction between a person's home and their life, I have been hammering into the course participants all week long that they need to start with a very clear vision of how they want to feel in their homes. And I want to share this message with all of you, my dear elegant alchemists. Practice clarity when it comes to your dreams. For example, for this week, do you have a big, a middle, or a small dream for this week? Become very, very clear about it. Write it down, think it through, and then, only then, take action. Of course, action is what you need to take. Twiddling your thumbs, hoping to manifest a miracle, will not get you anywhere. But action rooted in the precision of your dream, of how your dream makes you feel. This is when the magic happens, when a spreadsheet can become as fascinating as a picture of a Hollywood hunk, and when you'll make things happen you thought impossible just 1 week earlier. This, mon ami, is what Elegant Alchemy is all about. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week and we'll be back next Monday for another edition of Le Petit Mot, an Elegant Alchemy podcast. Gros bisous and au revoir. Merci beaucoup for listening to the Elegant Alchemy podcast. You'll find a link to the online course Change Your Home, Change Your Life below this podcast, or you can go to rimanuri.com/blog. À la semaine prochaine!